prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 17 February 2021. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. I've been looking forward to tonight's broadcast ever since I talked to this young lady. We're going to bring it up in a minute. We're going to talk to Jeannie Jackson. I'll tell you who she is a little bit about her in a minute. I think y'all going to be thrilled to hear from her because some of y'all are going to need her in the future. And I shouldn't say her specifically, but her organization. You're going to need their help in the very near future, I do believe. So hang on a minute. Don't go away. Before I do that, I do want to make mention we are going to try to have Bible study this weekend. At 10:30 a.m. Eastern time, we'll meet for the opening prayers and a little bit of praise, and then we you can watch us on, of course, on the internet. If you go to live stream, go to pastorbutch.com, pastorbutch.com, and find live stream. We'll be on there. And there are four different phone numbers you can listen on. If you call the office tomorrow, I'll tell you how to get which phone numbers they are. They got four different ones. Thanks to Truth Be Told Radio Network, they can hear us on also Truth Be Told Radio Network. Also broadcasts our program every night and carries a Bible study live, Truth Be Told Radio Network. And watch it on there, Truth Be Told Radio Network. But so if you call tomorrow in the office, I'll be glad to give you the numbers so you can listen to us. And that's if the weather permits. I don't know what's going to happen. The weatherman doesn't know for sure what's going to happen in our area. He's calling for an inch of snow, maybe. He's calling for 8 inches of snow in some places, and not necessarily in our area. Freezing rain, I don't know. But if we're not there Saturday morning, you'll know what happened. The weather stopped us. But if you call tomorrow, they'll tell you how you listen to us if you want to. And we're going to, again, mention that if you haven't got our 2021 catalog with some of the products we offer here at the ministry, you call us and say, we want the catalog, give me your address. We'll send it right out to you. We're still offering a 90-page report on the Rothschild family and who they are. Folks, that's a very important report. Believe me, it is. 90 pages. Donation $20 to cover the cost of getting it out there to you. And the 2-for-1 special on the REM sleep and the tranquil, still on. And the teaching that I did, that I'm going to quit after the end of this month. I'm going to quit talking about this because I know a lot of people have already received it. I think they liked it. But folks, this teaching from the mask to the mark could save somebody's soul. I am as serious as I can be. We have all been deceived into obeying man and trusting man to the point of losing our souls when the final push comes for the Antichrist. We've all been trained that way for years. But for the grace of Jesus Christ, I will never sing this truth. From the mask to the mark, DVD or CD, but I recommend DVD, $10.50 delivered to your door. You just have to call tomorrow at 800-777-4403 If you have long distance, you can save us some money every month if you call on our toll number, 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. Love to hear from you tomorrow. I'll be in the office tomorrow from 9 to 4. Hopefully Crystal can get here tomorrow. As y'all know, last week, that's a bad she couldn't get here. Her mom and Faith couldn't make it in. Maybe tomorrow they will. We'll see. But I'll be here in the office from 9 to 4 tomorrow, Lord willing. So anyway, I don't want to go any further into the announcements. I want to get to our guest. Excuse the phone in the background. I can't do a thing about it, but it's not rolling over like it should. Our guest tonight is a lady that I am excited to meet. I received an email about her and a call. She works with a group called Arizona Stands United. They are fighting the tyranny that has shut down businesses, mask mandates, and business closures, the potential vaccine mandates that are coming. So they're fighting this, not just in Arizona. She's going to tell you about this in a minute, but if you are being harassed where you're working out, that you're going to have to get a vaccine if you don't want it. You do not have to get the vaccine, and their group will see that you don't have to. So stay tuned for contact information for Jenny Jackson and her group. Anyway, Jenny Jackson, welcome to the NICE program.
Hello, how are you?
I am doing fine. It's so good to have you, and I mean that. Now, again, make yourself at home, but tell the folks who Jenny is, a little bit about your background, and how you got started fighting this COVID hoax. Tell us about that, please.
Yeah, so I'm happy to be here, first and foremost. Thank you so much for reaching out to me.
You're welcome.
My story is a bit unique. I've been serving the public sector and serving people. I've been a philanthropist, and I've just been working in property management for the better part of 15 years, the last 15 years. So helping people is really important to me. I've helped with other nonprofit organizations. But to say that I was not woke is an understatement. I had no idea the tyranny that was going on right in front of our eyes. And I became pregnant and started to research vaccines because I knew that there would be a substance injected inside my child and something felt off about that. So I did my due diligence and I did my research, and sure enough, it took me just a few seconds before the truth resonates throughout you from, you know, every cell in your body, and I knew that it was wrong, and I started my research right then and there, and I knew how toxic, and I knew what a massive, massive cover-up it is. I've done many hours of research and advocacy. I still
How far back was this? How far back was this when you found this? How many years ago since you found this?
Not that long ago. My daughter turned 2 on March 1st. And so
okay.
I would say roughly almost 3 years ago when I became pregnant is when I started my research. But one rabbit hole, as you know, and probably most of your listeners, one rabbit hole leads to the next, leads to the next, leads to the next. And before I knew it, I, you know, was just living in this completely different world that I had no idea I was living in my whole life. And
yes,
I just decided, it became very apparent to me quickly, it just flashed before my eyes, all of the times that these innocent children in my life personally, through friends, through family, through church, children have died from vaccines within 72 hours, and none of us made the connection. And we were lied to by the doctors and by Big Pharma. They know, the insurance companies, they know, the doctors, they for the most part know. It was really sad and sickening to me that so many little children and innocent lives were being lost intentionally for money, for greed. And so I had decided that there's a precious baby. Her name is Justice. Her name is Evie, and the organization is Justice for Evie. And she is another child who lost her life to vaccines, and it really touched my heart. And I just decided I was going to dedicate my life to fighting this. And then luckily I was woke pre-COVID, quote-unquote COVID. And so as soon as they started talking about COVID and this sickness, I knew it was a hoax because I know that's what they do with all the sickness hoax that are out there. When they talk about, oh, there's a measles outbreak. Actually, when you look up the data, it's always vaccine strain measles, not wild strain measles. So they lead the public to believe that the earth is making us sick and germs are making us sick and our neighbors and the anti-vaxxers and they're all making us sick. But meanwhile, the truth is it's the vaccine making us very sick.
Wow. You know, so, I want, but don't run away. I want to hang up make just a second on what you just said. And folks, she's telling the truth. The vaccines will spread the disease. And what she said, the truth, measles, the real measles have are very rare. But, and I had them, Jenny, when I was growing up, I had two measles two or three times. And they're good, actually will help your body build an immune system. They were not that deadly at all, not even a little bit deadly, as far as I know. But now you're telling the truth, that the vaccines will spread the measles, won't they?
Oh, absolutely. The vaccine strain, you'll get that. When you get a vaccine, you're injecting yourself with the disease, and it's going to give it to you. Now, the pharma tries to twist the truth and tell you, well, it's a mild case and that means it's working. Well, it's not. You're taking a vaccine to avoid something and then you get it anyway. And then you don't even really have immunity for any period of time, if any at all, because about 60% of people don't even create the antibodies. So, it's a pretty sick, twisted scheme they have going on worldwide and have had going on worldwide. So to say I'm passionate about it is an understatement. I'm very passionate about this topic. And interestingly enough, so measles, since we talked about it, it correlates in a lot of ways to what they're saying with COVID. So most every what they call vaccine preventable disease is very treatable and not deadly at all with quick reaction, which most of us can discern for ourselves or for our children. So, for instance, measles treatment is vitamin A. That's it, just vitamin A. So, COVID also has its cures as well. Many people have talked about zinc. Yes. Zinc can help with what they call COVID. You do need some other things as well, but the whole bottom line is there's a cure. So if there's a cure, you don't really need a vaccine, especially for something that has, you know, 99.95% survival rate, not taking into consideration those that don't even contract it. So the percentage of someone getting it and then dying of it is so minute. And then all the information that came out about the hospitals that were really, really mistreating all these people and throwing them on ventilators at 100% PEEP, which means they blew out their lungs and scarred their lungs, and now that person will die. And over 90% of the people who went on ventilators did not survive. So it wasn't COVID that killed these people. It was the hospitals.
That's exactly right. Right. And I want to add something. I want to add this because I think it's very important. An article here in front of me, a guy named Art Moore, the survey was done by a group called the Public Health Initiative of the Institute for Pure and Applied Knowledge. I guess you say, a study on this. And they found that the CDC inflated the COVID numbers by at least 1,600%. Now imagine that. The CDC lied to us. Can you believe that? But at least 1,600%. And now CBS News is saying, now this is CBS, you can find out if they look for it online. CBS News is saying because of the COVID, vaccination passports are going to be needed, not to travel just internationally, but also inside the country very soon. Now, this is what they're saying. And I said something many years ago. There's something coming in America. I've been preaching a long time, Jenny, over 40 years. I can see Bible and I can look at the Bible and find current events and see what's happening. I said, there's a time coming you're going to have a passport or some kind of ID to cross state lines. there's a good chance you're going to try to morph this COVID hoax and this so-called vaccine, which is not a vaccine at all, and require it for you to have a passport in order to cross state lines, travel inside this country, or maybe even buy groceries, and who knows what else is going to happen. So COVID is being used to enslave and destroy the economy about the whole world. And that's what they've done with it. Now, you go ahead. But I did want to add that the CDC inflated the numbers by at least 1,600%. That's huge. But go ahead.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I wish we had hours and hours and hours to talk, because there's so much proof of that. And we're actually fighting this in court. So the organization that we collaborate with is called Make Americans Free Again. And it's ran by Dr. Pam Popper. And she has an incredible legal team, and this is a nationwide organization, and they are fighting this tyranny in court, because everything that we were trying as humans with inalienable, God-given, and constitutional rights wasn't working, right? Everything was, people were trying to obey, they wear the mask, okay, social distance, stay home, close the businesses. People really tried, but we were continuously getting lied to. Okay, well, it's just for 2 weeks. Okay, just a month, just a couple more months. And now, and then it, basically it's a year, and they said just till the vaccine. And now, like, our governor in Arizona is saying, well, yeah, we have the vaccine, but we still need to continue with all these other restrictions as well. Well, guess what? We live in a world where there's viruses, and I'm sorry, some people make it and some people don't. That's not going to change. The COVID numbers have less death than tuberculosis, and that's a contractable disease, and more people have died of tuberculosis in the same time span than COVID, but they don't consider that a pandemic. So you right. can just tell, you can just see right through it if we use discernment, if we can turn away from cognitive dissonance, from our just innate deep-seated need to believe what we've been told our whole lives. It's really hard to do, but once you do that, you can see all the times you've been lied to. You just have to be able to open up your heart and your mind to the possibility.
You have to be willing to accept the fact that you've been deceived.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So also, I want to comment on a statement that you made about the test. So, and the reason why I brought up Make Americans Free Again is that's a national organization that we strive to be the Arizona chapter for, because they're doing these lawsuits nationwide. And we are going to prove in court there is no pandemic. And most recently, what was added to, they filed lawsuits in Ohio, New Mexico, and there's several others that they're making announcements of a new lawsuit that they're going to be filing in these states as well. And if anyone wants to get involved in Arizona, please reach out to us. Arizona stands united, and we'll get down that road in a minute. But what's amazing that I wanted to share with you is that Make Americans Free Again, they just filed an addition to the lawsuit. And basically it says, we are now asking the court for a temporary restraining order, a TRO, and a show cause order. It is well past time for the Department of Health Services to explain why they have issued rules to inflate cases and death counts. I could read this to you, but in a nutshell, what they've done at the CDC is they created a rule in March of 2020, the Department of Health Services, they took an unprecedented step of issuing a new rule for the way that COVID-19 deaths were counted. And basically, the system counted COVID-19 deaths differently than any other cause of death that would have been a result in COVID-19 being an underlying cause of death more often than not. So they basically dramatically inflated compared to any other cause of death, COVID-19. And we actually are demanding in court right now with the Ohio lawsuit that they have a show cause for that rule and why they did that. because they're not going to have one. And they also are demanding that they prove it's an emergency. And they're not going to be able to because the numbers don't support it. And each state generally keeps hidden. So they'll put on the Department of Health Services for each state is going to put out there on their dashboard, these are our numbers. These are the horrible death tolls for, you know, this age group and this age group and this person and this underlying factors. But when you ask them, who is a public sector, to prove and make those documents public, they refuse. So there's ways around it where you're not releasing personal information like names, but they are citing releasing this information. Well, if you have nothing to hide, why are you hiding it? Why are you fighting it?
Very
so
true.
There's this, it's a whole spider web we could get into, but most what I saw because of my passion for vaccines, and in a nutshell, the vaccine manufacturers make around, please, I might have my numbers off, but I'm in the general vicinity of $60 billion per year on the sale of vaccines. However, on the injury and the insurance and the treatment from the vaccine injuries directly, they make in the trillions, hundreds of trillions of dollars. So it's a business for them. This is a product. This is not for our health. So when they came out with COVID, I knew right away where it was headed. It was headed towards the vaccine, and they just got greedy and want more money. You know, there's more tyranny to it than that, and control for your own good. We heard that in Germany, right? That's the saying
right.
They said.
Sure, exactly.
And that one, they actually used tuberculosis to scare people into submission. And so the truth of the matter and what this boils down to is that this vaccine is not even close to an approved FDA product. The FDA has only issued an emergency use authorization, which in and of itself, if you actually read it, it says, like, cannot be mandated. And yet we have these employers who are trying to bully their employees into taking this. Now, they're getting pressure. They're not just doing this on their own. The government is pressuring them to do that. But they're selling out these employees who might not have any idea that they do have a right to choose. They can opt out. And so the 21 U.S. Code 360BBB-3, in the third section, it says the option to accept or refuse, and this is coming straight from the FDA emergency use authorization, accept or refuse administration of this product. And it goes on to talk about if there's a cure, if the pandemic numbers don't necessarily reach pandemic levels, which that's all gone down as well. So the fact that this is not an approved product, these employers cannot mandate this. It says this causes
wow.
death. There's a risk of death. And so we've been fighting that to just make sure that these people know, because they did it in phases, right? They first started the vaccine with first responders in our healthcare system and our healthcare workers. So we were out there. We were making hundreds of signs. We were protesting out there to let them know they have a choice.
What's been the result of that? Have you been contacted by these people? Are they willing to say they don't want it? They contact you?
Yeah. So we were contacted by a fire department, some of the employees that worked at the fire department, and they said that they didn't want to get this vaccine, but they were being told they had to. And so what we did is we created marketing material, and I cited the law, and we got the word out there, and we created a protest and basically let it be known that if they continued to tell these people that their employees that this vaccine that could result in their death is mandatory, that there will be lawsuits. and they backed down. And it was really exciting to see. ICanDecide.org is probably hopefully everyone knows who this is, Del Bigtree. That's his organization. And he issued a statement, and I'll just read it, and it says, employers retract COVID-19 vaccine requirements. So ICANN's legal team, led by Aaron Seary, has taken legal action to challenge employers and schools that require their employees and students to receive a COVID-19 vaccine. Employers and schools that previously required the COVID-19 vaccine have now dropped those requirements. This includes an employer that did so on the heels of ICANN's legal team challenging the mandate in court. And so it goes on to talk about how you can get involved, how you can reach out to them as well. So if anyone's interested, their email is freedom@icanndecide.org.
And freedom, so when you freedom, when you freedom at icanndecide.org, folks, freedom@icanndecide.org. Go ahead.
Yeah. So when I read that, it really, the power is within us. Okay. People can't take away freedoms unless we give them away. Our freedoms are not theirs to take. Even a mandate, mask mandate, like that's a request. That's not a law. Law goes through legislation. People
that's
seem
true.
To forget
that's
that.
True. That's true.
Yeah. So the power is within us, and we've taken initiative. We're going to stand up, and we will make phone calls. We have thousands of people who we have a pretty good reach. And when we do a call to action, there will be lots and lots of phone calls going into said organization that is violating anyone's human rights.
Well, now, let me ask you this. Now, this includes public health care workers or public employees. You can also help them if they work in a hospital or a school or a policeman. You can help them also, right?
Absolutely. It's public pressure. And if they don't heed to the warning that there will be lawsuits, this is illegal, and citing the law and showing them, and their employees standing up and not backing down. So say they don't heed the warning. Well, then we reach out and we get lawsuits, right? Like, we can file lawsuits. That's simple. The framework is already done. ICanDecide can do it, or anyone else can follow that framework and do it as well, and we're happy to help. There's another organization that some of the employees support, our organization. It's with Legal Shield. It's pretty popular. It's nationwide.
I know Legal Shield. I'm a member of Legal Shield.
Yeah.
I am.
So
okay, hang on through the break, Jenny. Hang on through the break. Okay, got to go to break here. Folks, back at the break with phone calls. Any questions? Boy, what an exciting time to have this come about. 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free,
have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store-bought foods available for all the right reasons. Go to namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
All right, folks, we are back in. We're talking to Jenny Jackson. And if you have any questions, this organization that she's with, Percy, and others that are working on a national level, will help you fight an employer that demands that you take a vaccine, which is not a vaccine at all. It's a DNA changer. If you need help, they will help you, but you have to call and ask for it. They don't know. You have any questions tonight about what you're doing, you call us at 844-769-2944. I am so thankful there's a group out there that's doing this. I mean, I know many people that don't want to have the vaccine, but they're being pressured. I'm going to spread this as far and wide as I can. This is a thing we got to fight. And by the way, before I forget, if you listen tonight on 6115 on shortwave, you're listening there because Melody Seastrom with Discount Gold and Silver is paying for this hour. And I hope you appreciate that. Plan for your future, folks. Give her a call. Seriously, give her a call. I mean, really, it's important. At 800-365-4188. 365-4188. I think it is, but I'll find out and let you know for sure before we get any further. There's so much going on. I'm losing my mind. But anyway, you go ahead, Jenny. Now, so we're up to the point now that somebody once said a long time ago, that duty is ours, consequences are God's. We have got to do what's right and let God decide what he wants to do with it. And that's our duty, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And then you go ahead, share with us on your mind, folks, lines open if you want to talk to us. So what are y'all's next goals or plans? And by the way, folks, Melody's number is 800-375-4188. Excuse me, 375-4188. Go ahead, Jenny.
Yeah, okay. So Arizona Students United, we are incorporated. We're a group of volunteer, freedom-loving citizens. I am the president of the organization. We have just a great group of people. And what we're doing is we're trying to expand the exposure and let people know we're actually here fighting for them, because some people don't realize, they don't know. And we are filing landmark lawsuits to restore our rights. We're challenging the governor's declaration of state of emergency in and of itself, the Department of Health Services, Maricopa County Board of Supervisors, and any other entity that is acting in tyrannical ways. They have caused so much tyranny, loss of freedoms, endless mask mandates, social distancing.
Loss of businesses.
Yeah, exactly. They have, so many lives have been lost. I heard a statistic, I haven't verified it, but it was for every 1% of unemployment, the death toll is increased by drastically. About 15%, including suicides and just really bad, and domestic violence. It's just horrific. And so there's so many implications that people just don't realize and don't think about, because they might not be living it. But yeah, so we want to put an end to all of this tyranny, to the mask mandates, the lockdowns, business closures, the vaccine mandates, because they're coming. They're trying to do it a little bit at a time right now. So we're trying to fight back because, like you said, they're going to, you know, we're going to all have to have papers soon. They're already,
they already have
a vaccine paper that some organizations and different, you know, venues and events and concerts and sporting arenas are requiring you to show. Like, did you ever think we would be part of showing papers for our medical status?
No, not on medical status. It started a long time ago with other ways. I mean, that's see your driver's license, proof of insurance, and that. Well, before you can go free down the road. But anyway, this is ramping it up. And folks, you may not be personally bothered with this right now, but you may have friends and family who are already in this situation. And you might want to write the information down a minute and have them contact this organization. And if you have any questions about it, the lines are open. I really thought the lines could beat you tonight because this is such an important thing. We actually have someone now who will defend us, defend our duty and right not to take something in our body that we don't want in our body. We don't believe in it. We don't want a foreign entity in our body. We don't want aborted baby cells. We don't want something changing our DNA. We want to live as free men and women. And if we die of a virus, we die of a virus. But we don't want to be forced into doing something we know is against our morals and our convictions as Christians. And now's your chance to ask questions about it. 844-769-2944. This is exciting. We're having pushback finally, folks, on a national scale. Not just little groups here and there, but a national scale of people getting together with lawyers in court if necessary to push back against this tyranny. And Jenny, are there any chapters of what you do, anyone in West Virginia that is working with this that you know of?
Yes, I have been in contact. There is a chapter in West Virginia. I will get you contacted with them. I don't have their information pulled up in front of me, but yes, there is. And so for anyone interested, MAFA, Make Americans Free Again, they have really, really high goals, and it's set out very long. So very short-term goals, medium goals, and long-term goals, including completely creating a new healthcare system that is respects our rights and our bodily autonomy and our rights to choose and our parental rights, all of that, because we do not have that right now. So in some hospitals, there's hotbeds, but in some hospitals, if you go and they find out your children are not vaccinated and you tell them, they'll call CPS on you and have your children taken away. Like, that's unconstitutional. Yeah,
yes, they
it's
will.
Not okay. So we need
So y'all are fighting that also. You also help with that.
Yeah, so those are part of the long-term goals as far as building a healthcare system free of that. But yes, I'm networked with lots of organizations where they fight that. So it was shocking to me, a friend of mine, and she is a PhD postgrad, and she has a child who I woke her up, and the child is vaccine free, and they threatened to take the baby away, and she had a fever of 102. And so, you know, I jumped right in, told her what she needed to do, told her what she needed to say, and she needed to get out of there immediately. And she did. And so everything worked out just fine. But sometimes parents aren't equipped with the right things to say. So I'm always here to help anyone. ArizonaStandsUnited.org. And I don't mind giving out my cell phone number either.
Go ahead.
Yeah, 623-205-2108. And anyone can reach out to me, and I'm happy to assist. And if it's something beyond my scope, I will figure out what organization and what group can help.
All right, folks, that's 623-205-2108. One more time, 623-205-2108. 2108. Now, maybe you're not facing a vaccination issue right now, but you heard her say if the other things are happening that you may need help with, she will help you contact people that maybe can get you through the situation. And I'm really surprised people aren't jumping them down with excitement, because I am. It's something that's actually being organized on a national scale to actually push back against this COVID hoax and this mandate and the so-called laws, whether they're not laws at all. You know, I don't understand it, Jenny. I mean, I'm not a constitutional lawyer, but I know governors can't make law. I know that mayors can't make law. The health department cannot make law. The Supreme Court can't make law. They do, because people don't understand they can't, but that can't be done. But people that are awake to this fact, that are facing these mandates and this requirement to take a vaccination that is not a vaccination, that could actually kill you, and it will change your DNA forever. If they understand this and take a stand, a lot of them probably were afraid to say no. Maybe some of them already took the vaccination because they were afraid to lose their job. But folks, this is something that you do not have to do if you contact people like this and let them help you fight this battle, because this is important. This battle is going to only get worse. This tyranny will only get worse. If we don't stand up and fight it, it will get worse. And your children will curse you one day because you sat back and did nothing. Let's go to Tom in Georgia. Tom, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor. I appreciate your guest, and I don't want to throw cold water on the show, but one of the reasons they did the COVID hoax is because they used it to shut down the court system. And you can file a lawsuit, but if your suit is not politically correct to the court, you might not find yourself getting a calendar date.
Okay, that's a good point. Any comments on that, Jenny?
Yeah, absolutely. They shut down the courts. They shut down legislation so that we couldn't get our legislators and senators in office to overturn all of this tyranny and actually get some good bills in there. So they absolutely did. So our courts specifically in Arizona are open. I'm not sure about every other state, because I know our own governors are doing kind of what they want right now. But, yeah, you do need to know what you're doing. If you're filing pro se, have some guidance. We're not filing pro se. We have a huge legal team. Tom Renz is leading the legal team with Make Americans Free Again and has been the lead attorney filing these lawsuits. And there is already some headway.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Well, another thing they're trying to do is utilize the corporations to enforce this, because that takes it somewhat out of the legal system. In other words, you can't challenge the government for taking your rights if it's a private company.
Yeah.
That's the theory behind it. But I just wanted to throw that in, but I do appreciate your work.
And Tom, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you. Very good call. And Jenny,
great point.
It is a great point. Now, what if the courts want to take the case right away and the employer is saying you got to have the shot? I mean, what do you do then?
Well, okay, so here's the deal. You have to be able to stand up for what you believe in. So if your employer says we're going to fire you if you don't take this deadly shot, you have to be willing to get fired. Don't quit.
Okay.
Right? Make them fire you. And then you have a lawsuit. Now you're going to have to maybe, you know, file unemployment or something and show, and it just really is going to continuously build your case up even more of the harm it caused you because of their tyrannical actions. Okay, so we just have to have the strength to stand up for what we believe in and don't give in and don't take this product. It's awful. But I do want to touch on his point about businesses. That is another part of what we're doing, is we are reaching out to all the businesses. And I would say there's some pretty good feedback with the businesses. Now, not all, of course. It's going to take time. It has to snowball. It has to build. But Dr. Peggy Hall, I believe it's, The Healthy American, if I'm not mistaken, her website, The Healthy American, and she has great information for the businesses, and we help share that with businesses in our local area. So for anyone else that is interested, you just go around to these businesses and you show them the truth, that they don't have, that this isn't a law and they don't have to abide by it. And that they do, and that they can also be held liable and they can be sued. And will be sued if they continue to trample on our rights. So I just had a conference call with Dr. Pam Popper last week, and she gave me a really, really great advice. She said, what we've all been yelling and screaming about is our constitutional rights, but ultimately these businesses don't care because they're getting paid off and given some hush money, whatever, from the government, and they just don't care about our rights. They don't view that as important. So what we're saying now is you are part of a fraudulent
action.
You're part of a fraudulent criminal enterprise, and you will be held liable. And then they go back to their, you know, department agent that is telling them they have to put these signs out and these stickers on the floor and masks and hand sanitizer that's harmful and chemically as well. But they're saying, okay, we don't want to be part of that because we don't want to go down. So we just have to kind of switch the gear and really point out to these businesses that they are part of a fraudulent enterprise that is being exposed in the court of law right now. So if they want to not be part of that, they need to start, you know, respecting the Constitution and our rights.
Respecting people's bodies. Let's go next to Carolyn in Washington State. Carolyn, come on in. Welcome.
Hi. You brought up the point of the stores. I've been kicked out of several stores for not wearing a mask. Do they have the right to kick you out?
Well, that's a really good question. So yes and no. Unfortunately, they think they do because they consider themselves privately owned, but they act in the public domain. Because they're acting in the public domain, that is a violation. That is discrimination. I don't have to share my medical history with somebody. I don't have to wear a medical device. A mask is a medical device. And for some reason, some people are targeted more than others. I've never worn a mask, and I've never been kicked out. However, I always encourage people to stand their ground until the establishment tells you that you need to leave or they're going to trespass you, because they will. And you don't want a criminal record, right? So go ahead and leave, and then we're going to fight this battle. We're going to sue them. So if you go to Peggy Hall's website, The Healthy American, you'll see some documents and some papers to help arm you with what to say to an establishment that is trying to tell you to leave. And I know many people who have gone into an establishment and one of the employees have told them to leave. They left, called the manager, got an apology from the manager, gift cards, and asked to come back. And were promised they would not be told to wear a mask. So you just kind of have to arm yourself with the what to say. And there's documents out there on Peggy Hall's Make Americans Free Again website to help with that.
Oh, okay, thank you. I was calling in about something else and then you got on that subject. My son-in-law works for the school district here in Washington State. And he does, I guess, work for the governor. So these governor's orders, does he have to get the vaccination, even though it's just a governor's order? You see what I'm saying? It's not a legislature thing, but the governor ordered it, and he does work for the governor.
No, the governor does not have a right to mandate an unapproved, unlicensed product. And this is an unapproved, unlicensed product per the FDA. So, no, he cannot. He can tell him that, but then you said it was your son?
Son-in-law. Mm-hmm.
Your son-in-law, sorry. Your son-in-law would have to push back. He can reach out, and we can get some letters drafted up and basically telling this employer, giving them a very stern warning that even if it's a government agency. So the interesting thing is many states have exemptions. There's, for like kids in school, there's a medical exemption, there's a philosophical exemption, and there's religious exemptions. There's opt-outs for everything, but they try to twist and lie, and it's all about making money. So I would just really encourage him to reach out, and we can definitely see where we can step in and get some letters to the employer to advise them that this is illegal and see if they back down. And if not, then I say we go to court.
He needs to get a hold of Arizona Stand United.
Yeah, ArizonaStandUnited.org.
Okay.
Oh, did you get Jenny's phone number when she gave it out?
Did you write down 623-2205? Yeah. Oh,
yeah, just have your son-in-law
really
call
good.
Her personally. You're more than welcome. Thanks for being there, Carolyn. You know, it's a blessing to get somebody the way I hope. It really is. Thanks for the call, and it's good to know that we can, through you and other people that work with you, Jenny, you're giving people something to grab a hold of. They're not alone any longer. You know, that's a hard battle to fight when you're all alone. But now that maybe Carolyn's son-in-law can call you and you can say, hey, well, don't worry, we're going to send your governor a letter and warn him. He either backs down, you're going to find yourself in court. Now, that normally alone will stop him. That usually will stop by anybody because they don't want to go to court. It's not worth the battle for them. So mm-hmm. that is remarkable, and I appreciate what you're doing. And folks, the number that if you want to call is 844-769-2944. We got time for another call too if you're in a hurry. 844-769-2944. If you know somebody going through this battle, if you're going through the battle, don't be embarrassed. Call and talk to us. We love to share it with you. And again, the number to call Jenny is 623-205-2108. But any questions, comments, you're welcome to share them. Jenny, I know you got a meeting to go to in a few minutes. I promise you'll be off at 10 till. It's 10 till now, but I'm going to give you a couple minutes, kind of wrap it up and say what you want to say, then I'll turn you loose. So what do you want to tell the folks in the last 2 minutes?
I just want to say thank you all so much for being here, for listening. This information is dark, it's scary, it's uncomfortable. There's a spiritual war we're up against, and we are the army, and we can band together. And I'm real grateful for everybody and to be able to help, because there's a huge disinformation campaign being ran by people, George Soros, Rockefellers, and others that we don't even know their names, where they are trying to hide and censor all of this information and shut us up. And we're not going to. And the truth wins, the truth prevails, and I'm just really excited to be part of it and to help anyone who needs help.
Well, you and I both know that these are tyrants and tyrannies, but the driving factor for most of these corporations, including, of course, you mentioned vaccinations and other things, is money, wealth. That's the love. The love of money is still the root of all evil. And that is the driving factor. They want to control us, but they want to get rich while they do it, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You go to your meeting, and please don't get to get me in contact with the two folks you talked about, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. Have a great evening.
God bless, sweetheart. Thanks for being there for us. Thank you. Now, folks, this is the first time I've heard of this organization, and I know I've had Dr. Popper in the program before. Had no idea that she was head of the national organization. I have her on again. But this program is not about just exposing the problems. We want to offer solutions. The greatest solution of all is faith in Jesus Christ and His Word and growing a spiritual backbone to stand for what's right no matter what the cost. We all face our own situations and our own problems. And a lot of times, most people share the same problems, just in different times, different locations. But we all share situations and problems. We all have things we face from day to day. We all do. Maybe it's a few days that we get through without anything really going on, but we all face problems and hard times. And this is something, folks, we're facing right now, that they're bringing in a tyranny to at least a hyped-up virus, if not a totally fake virus. I'm not going to say it's totally fake. I don't know that for sure. I do know they had not been able to isolate the virus that causes COVID. They said that themselves, but they want to vaccinate against it. That doesn't make any sense to me. But nonetheless, we face situations. It's how we face them that matters. We sometimes get caught up in the idea, well, we may not win. If you do what's right, you always win. You may not win in time on this earth, but in eternity you win forever. Understand this, my friends, please. Many people have given their lives doing what they knew was right, just because it was right. Tyrannies and evil only exists because good remains silent. Evil only spreads in apathy and ignorance. It cannot spread in the light of Jesus Christ. It cannot spread when the church has the backbone to stand and expose it. Evil spreads through apathy and ignorance, which bring together total darkness upon the people, their hearts and minds. We need to walk in the light. Don't become discouraged. I understand frustration, and I understand discouragement. I'm only a man, folks. And some of y'all know I went through a pretty serious spell of the health, and still fighting it, by the way. Not quite over yet. Got to make some decisions what to do in the future. I talked to Dr. Rodriguez this evening. Also in contact with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, asking their advice on some things. I'm trying to decide what to do. So we all face situations. Apparently, I did have a heart attack. And they're wanting the doctors here, of course, want to jump right in and do all kinds of things like a cath and all this. And I said, no, not yet. I'm going to get some second and third opinions and work with the great products like Strauss Heart Drops and Cardio Calm and Kidney Support to do it naturally. And that's what I was told to do by Dr. Rodriguez. Continue the course. Don't worry about going any further than that right now. But just take care of my body and let it heal. But these are, we all face situations. I'm 72 years old. I am a diabetic. And that's why they tell me the heart is having troubles. I've been fighting diabetes since for at least 25 years in that area. Agent Orange killed my pancreas, and that's been my problem for a long time. But that doesn't discourage me. It does frustrate me because I won't be able to continue what I'm doing it if it be my Father's will. But folks, these battles are not necessarily ours to decide how to turn out on this earth. But it is our duty to do what's right, no matter how they turn out on this earth. Did Christ not tell us that if we lose our souls and save our body, we've lost everything, and vice versa? The worst they can do is kill our body. They can't touch our souls. And doing what's right, my friends, will never bring regrets in the future. We've all done things in the past in our lives, I'm sure, that probably at the time we even knew it was wrong, and we paid for it down the road, haven't we? But I can't remember doing what was right and regret it 10 years from now or 5 years from now. I can't remember doing anything like that. Standing for what's right means never having to say you're sorry. You understand what I'm telling you? Folks, I'll see you in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4, Lord willing. Give us a call, please. I'd love to hear from you. And you can tune in Saturday morning and we'll see if we're going to be in Bible study or not. I hope we are, but I can't promise that. I'll see you in the office tomorrow. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.